What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Midsommar, new movie out by the guy Ari Aster from the director that brought us Hereditary from last year, a crazy horror movie. This one, not much horror. There is a scene that is gory, that's for sure. But I guess horror, anyway, very slow-paced, beautiful movie. I mean, the way it's shot is gorgeous. Very, very slow. Takes a long time to set up the movie. It's about, basically, follows the main character, woman, who starts off, she's having issues with her sister. Her sister, who has had a history of mental issues, and then it also introduces her boyfriend, who doesn't really give a shit, and he's surrounded by a bunch of other dudes that don't really give a shit, and kind of think that she's overreacting, think she's just a crazy chick, and that she's just too much drama, but turns out her sister was, in fact, mentally had some problems and ended up doing a little murder-suicide in a very interesting way. So that's how this movie starts. That's how this movie starts. And then it's her boyfriend who's planning a trip to do this, go on vacation, this trip with his friends to do some research of a festival that's happening in, like, Norway. You know, one of those Nordic kind of areas where the sun never really goes down, but they do like these summer rituals, midsummer rituals. I think they do these rituals a few times a year, I believe, but they're going to participate in a midsummer ritual that one of their college friends that's from this area, it's like a commune, he's from there, he's on a pilgrimage, and he's bringing his friend, these friends that he met back to go check it out, experience it. And some of them are using it as their thesis for their school, their college paper or whatever, their anthropology investigation, as it were. And then he invites his girlfriend just to be polite, I guess, even though he's an asshole to her and his friends don't really aren't much more of support. But she ends up going, hopefully, to just kind of get past it, maybe take a break from life or whatever. And then they go to this place where there's a lot of psychedelic use. Beautifully, like, shot, very bright, like overexposed kind of a shot. And they go to this just beautiful area, this small little village, not even a village, just a commune. So there's like a giant building where everybody in the commune sleeps. Then there's these other buildings. One is for where they store like their knowledge. And it really, the movie does a really good job of fleshing out what this cult is kind of all about, like how it functions, how they have different parts of your life are designated to do certain things. Like when you're a child, you're to learn, and then you go from this age to this age, you go out on your pilgrimage, and then from this age to this age, you work, and then once you get to this age, then you kind of, you're a teacher, and then once you get to a certain age, then you're kind of like 72 or something like that. You're no longer part of the life cycle, and there's a ritual to take care of that too. So going into this movie, I didn't really know much about it. I knew the director had done Hereditary, which is a very slow movie as well. Very kind of, it's a tough movie to watch. Both of these movies are kind of tough to watch. Definitely not for a wide audience. Most people will find it very boring. The pacing of this movie, I'm sure, will thin out some crowds. And it's not very explicit on what it's about necessarily. You're kind of just witnessing this situation happening. And you're seeing this girl who's going there who's got problems because of her family just got killed by her sister that was having problems. And she's with a boyfriend that's a problem, toxic relationship. So it's a very interesting kind of scenario that these people are set in. And while they kind of are exploring and learning about this cult, this commune, people start disappearing. It's a movie overall that I don't know if I liked it. Like, I almost feel like I need to watch it again, but it's such a long movie that I don't know if I will, or it's just slow. It's slow. I mean, it's 2.5 hours long, but I didn't feel bored. Like, unlike the Men in Black movie, I wasn't falling asleep throughout the movie. It was just enough to keep you going, and just enough, like, what the fuck is going on to keep me into it. And it was just interesting. There's times, like, throughout a lot of this movie, there's just, like, really subtle kind of things in the background that are, like, that make you feel like you're almost on a low-dose psychedelic, where you're watching this movie and, like, flowers are pulsing and blooming and closing, and in the background, everything's waving, the trees are breathing in the background. Gives a very subtle psychedelic feel to it, which the whole movie is very psychedelic in a way. Not like a Gaspar Noé kind of a way, but just subtle. Just enough to where you're like, this is a click off of normal reality. And you see this girl participating in the different rituals. They're all kind of participating in these different rituals, one of which is like the Queen May Queen, I think it's called. Where you dance on psychedelics, all the women dance on psychedelics, and they do this kind of traditional dance, and the last one to stay standing is the winner, is the Queen May, and she wins. And there's a lot to this movie. There's a lot in this movie. Like, part of, they show this tapestry that tells this story of basically what happens with her boyfriend and a redhead that's in the village, where the redhead needs to have a baby and to avoid incest and to avoid what is still part of their, like, incest is part of their society, in that they find that when a child is born of incest and has deformities, they consider that child to be like a special, like, communicator from the gods to them, and they base all of their writings and their knowledge on what this child that's deformed from inbreeding, like, comes up with. It's very weird. It's like there's the depths to everything. It's very interesting, and how it ends is very interesting, and it's just a weird, like, you're being teleported into what probably goes on today and probably went on in a lot of different varieties and different variations of, like, this cult kind of, you know, whatever. It just clearly would have happened not that long ago. Like, in the U.S., I'm sure, in other countries, where it's just like, man, you give humans psychedelics and they don't know science or anything. You know, pre-science and pre-understanding what happens when humans ingest different things. Like, you can come up with all kinds of different witchcraft and traditions, and it's weird. It's a very weird moment, but there's a scene that's very gory where the old people of the commune are giving their lives because it's the end of their life cycle. And they do this whole ceremony where they jump off of a cliff onto a rock, and it's super gruesome, super graphic. And if you don't die from the jump, they have a big mallet to help finish you off. And it's just overall, this movie is very difficult to talk about, very difficult to understand. But I think I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed what it was trying to do. I just don't know if it hooked me enough. I just don't know if it was enough for me to really grasp what's being said in this movie. But just an interesting movie nonetheless, with amazing visuals. Let's put it that way. Midsummer. But that's it for this episode. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show daily come out daily. Subscribe everywhere. InspiredDisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Save 10% with coupon code INSPIRED. At Ray Taylor for me. Have a great day. Peace out!